This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am here today with Bean. How's it going, Bean?
It's going. Hi, Spider.
How are you today?
Ooh, charger. I found a charger.
Oh, nice.
Hang on. Oh, no. Yes, it's plugged.
Okay. Nice. Awesome.
Just to give context, I'm on my phone, and I'm running low on battery. I was just telling that to Spider. But now that I got a charger, oh shit, it doesn't reach very far. I mean, I'm just in an awkward position.
Oh, the struggle is real.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you, Spider? I heard that you're losing your voice.
Yeah, I am losing my voice because I was being an idiot over the weekend. I mean, it's not really that I'm losing my voice. It's just that my vocal cords got a little bit strained because I was puking my guts up. Because I drank too much.
Oh, God. Spider.
Well, I can't even say that I drank too much. I drank on an empty stomach.
Well, oh, you really
It wasn't even an empty stomach. I drank... I started drinking while I was at the restaurant getting food. And that was the only food that I ate all day. So I didn't have enough on my stomach for the amount that I was drinking.
Dishonor on your whole family.
My family,
including your cow, yes.
My family would be very ashamed of me if they knew that it happened. We pride ourselves on being able to hold out our alcohol.
Yeah, I feel you. To be fair with you, last time I got drunk, I made the same mistake, but I thought, hey, I should eat something. So I bought some chips that they were selling at the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ended them in like a minute or so.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Not too much.
Aside from getting drunk and getting laid?
Yeah, aside from that. Other than that, yeah. Just working.
Oh, you're so boring.
I know, but I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to, I still got some stuff that I gotta get myself together in my new apartment. So I figure once I really get settled and everything, then I can start figuring out what it is I'm gonna do in my life instead of just sitting around every day.
And is that why you got drunk on an empty stomach?
No, that was, me and my friend, we went out and it just, I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't eat earlier that day, and so we went out to eat, and so we both got drinks, and I wasn't necessarily rushing to finish it, and until we were about to leave, and then I decided to, like, just down the whole thing, and that was the mistake.
Yeah, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
At least you're good.
No, I'm fine now. It's just Sunday evening, I was not.
At least you're alive.
Yes, that's always a good thing.
Debatable, but sure.
What have you been up to?
I have been working.
Mm-hmm.
And working. And... guess what? I'm getting a new tattoo on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
She just went that quiet. It's like, What?
I
Yeah.
had to take me a second to register what you said.
Yeah, I'm getting a new tattoo on the back, around my shoulder blade.
Okay.
Well, I'm not around the shoulder blade, on the shoulder
It's just gonna be like
blade.
a circle tattoo around your shoulder blade.
Yeah, circling my shoulder blade, and then it's gonna be an arrow that says, "This is the shoulder blade." Oh man, yeah. Like my exciting week starts next week, starting from Saturday, and then on Monday I have a doctor's appointment, and then the next weekend I'm visiting a girl in a nearby city, 2 hours away or something.
Oh,
It's
okay.
pretty cool. Yeah. It's a fun week next week. This week, not so much, but next week that's where it starts.
This week is the hype week for next week.
Yes, pretty much. Also, I'm kind of bummed because Mexico fucked up yesterday badly and we lost and
Yeah, I
whatnot. And
heard.
then on Sunday, we fucked up even worse and we voted for a guy that we don't like. But I'm coming to terms with that, so it's fine.
Sounds like America.
He's not as bad as Trump. This guy is not as bad as Trump.
I can imagine. I find that there are a very small amount of people that are as bad as Trump.
I'll be honest with you. I've been told that this guy is the Mexican equivalent of Bernie Sanders. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's more or less the comparison that can be made. And
Okay.
like, the only problem is that this guy, I just don't like so many things about him, so it's kind of hard to get to come to terms with the fact that he has some ideas that are actually good. So it's like, let's just hope he doesn't fuck it up. Like, that's my only hope right now, that he doesn't fuck up. So yeah. Speaking of things that have nothing to do with the elections, though, Spider, my
Yes.
good friend Spider, I was
Yes.
gonna ask you the following.
Okay.
What would you say is your favorite slang word?
Favorite slang word.
Deep inhale and then go.
I feel like I have to be
Yes.
professional for so
No.
much of my life that I rarely use slang words.
Oh, God damn it, Spider, come on.
And you just told me that I'm boring. And I'm further confirming that fact that I'm boring. What slang words do I use?
This is why you're the grandpa of the group, man.
Even grandpas use some slang, I would imagine. I'm the nerdy grandpa,
Yeah, you're the
if there is such a thing.
you're like the oh man, I was gonna make a bad joke. I was gonna say you're like a black John Mulaney.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There's this one guy, I don't know who he is, I forgot completely, but there's this one, like, I think he's an actor who makes the best John Mulaney impression. Like, you would not believe your tits if you saw it. And I think the guy is black.
Are you talking about Jay Farrow? If we're talking about the same guy, I think his name is Jay Farrow.
Okay.
I saw him do a John Mulaney impersonation on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one. And he starts just talking like John Mulaney, and it's like, holy shit, it's the same, but in black. Wow. Anywho, so you were saying about the slang words. What words did you actually use?
Favorite slang word. I guess I will be a good one.
I?
I
I.
like all right, but without the L and the R.
Oh.
So just
Oh, yeah.
I.
I. Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, I mean that's a good one. That's a slang word. Like using y'all. Like
y'all.
Southern, like y'all.
See, I don't even consider that to be slang, but I guess it
No?
is. Because we use it so
Yes.
much. Because I was just
It's
about to
just
say, ain't is,
ain't.
yeah, ain't is a is technically it's a slang word, but we use it so much that it's become more normal than slang.
Fair. Okay. Ain't is good too. I don't know if this counts as a slang word, but I love using humst.
Humst.
You know?
Yeah.
Humst. Except I don't get to use it very often because I work in a professional environment and blah, 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 blah. If someone tells me, hey, did you see this guest? Humst? What?
Like what?
But I can't say that. But yeah, humst is beautiful.
Perfect. Humst is a good one.
Humst is always a good one. So yeah, there you have it, folks. What is your fucking favorite slang word or whatever?
Yeah, send us your favorite slang words.
Yeah, that too.
Do you watch do you watch like a lot of television?
No.
Well, I guess I should say a lot of live television as opposed to, you know, anything that's recorded or anything that's streamed online.
Yeah, no. You sound so disappointed.
Well, my question was going to be like, what's like one of the weirdest commercials that you've ever seen? Or
I've seen plenty of weird commercials.
Oh, I was going to ask, like, what, like, commercial jingles or, like, songs that always get stuck in your head? But we can go with weird commercials.
Yeah, I mean, there's also weird jingles. Okay, so, weirdest jingle. There's one about having worms in your body. Like, you know, worms in your intestine?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, si tú sientes que te pica la colita, which is like, if you feel your ass itchy, it may mean that you have worms. And it's like, I'm itchy. And there's this little kid that goes, I'm itchy, a mí me pica. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I saw it when I was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
So at that moment, it was like, okay. And then now that I think back to it, it's like, shit, that was fucked up, man. The fuck? But that's the only one I can say I remember. Also, a few months ago, something that was very fashionable, I guess, or popular here, and it became a meme eventually, was in an ad by a political party called Movimiento Naranja, Movimiento Ciudadano. And they had this little 4-year-old kid who was an indigenous kid dancing. And he was like, Movimiento Naranja, Movimiento Ciudadano. And it was really fucking annoying to hear that stupid song everywhere. There were even remixes. Like, why? It was just the worst. So yeah, those are the two I can think of.
One of the... Because, like, right now, like, I associate weird commercials that are unrelated to the product that they're advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one that I think of are Geico commercials.
Okay. Geico is
like
a store?
It's an insurance agency. They do, they do like home, auto insurance, home insurance, life insurance, all like other kind of stuff. And
by the way, we're not sponsored.
No, we're not sponsored by Geico. If we were, I wouldn't be shitting on their insane marketing strategy. But they started out, their mascot is a gecko. So they have this little computer generated gecko who goes around. And he has a British accent, of course.
Of course.
And,
a gecko,
you know,
named Geico. It's
the Geico gecko. And
Geico gecko.
And he goes around and he just talks about, you know, Geico being the number one car insurance company for however many years or whatever. But on the other side of that, there are these just just ridiculous random commercials. And I'm trying to think of one right now. I honestly can't come up with one in my head, but it's like, it's like you just take any kind of situation and something that's a guaranteed eventuality, and it's like as sure as, salmon swimming upriver in the spring is as sure as you'll save money by switching to Geico. But it's like just stupid random stuff, and I gotta pull something up.
So,
I gotta
like, is it
look at more.
basically like as sure as your cat will take a shit today is
Yes. That's
if they did that.
really just about how it is. Let me see. There was one. It's called the first heckler.
The first heckler? Is it as sure as you will get heckled by the first heckler?
Almost, yeah. It's basically like it's a knight who's jousting, and
Okay.
he's like calling, he's calling out like challengers or whatever. And so there's a guy in the crowd just like making fun of him, just like harshly making fun of him, and all, like the whole crowd is laughing at him and everything. So yeah, I mean, it's basically saying like as sure as you are to get heckled for doing something wrong, then as sure as you'll save money on Geico.
Wow, okay.
But it's just stuff that's like I don't understand how this is supposed to sell insurance. I mean, it's memorable for sure, but it doesn't make me want to buy their insurance. But go
Sorry, you just
ahead.
made me think of an insurance here. I'm not sure which insurance is, but I'm pretty sure it was MetLife.
Okay.
If not, it was another one, but it was like for the weirdest of events, you will get insured. And it would be like something like, oh no, there's a tornado and the orca whale just flew off into the sky and it got dropped on top of your car and whatnot. And it's like, what? What? So yeah, I can totally get you. But I'll tell you something. MetLife, at least, we will be like, okay, it's a Snoopy related insurance. How could I not have it? So I guess that works for us.
Yeah. Oh, there was another one. I just thought about it and I just
Uh-oh.
lost it. It
No.
was damn it, I just had it in
Please.
my head. It was another
What?
Geico commercial.
Okay. Your
And
boobs?
what?
You heard me.
Oh, that's what it was.
Boobs.
No, it wasn't boobs. But I don't know if you know if you've ever heard about McGruff the Crime Dog.
The crime dog?
Yes.
I don't think I have, no.
Okay, so when we were kids, it was like an initiative to get children more comfortable with reporting crimes to the police, right?
Oh, okay.
And so there was an
Dog.
animated dog detective named McGruff,
Right, okay.
and McGruff the crime dog was he encouraged you, like if you see a crime, be sure to report it. And so McGruff had like his commercials had stopped playing for like years, but Geico decided to bring it back. So in this commercial, McGruff is walking through this police precinct, and he walks into this room, and there are two other detectives in there. And he's like, and of course, McGruff has a gruff voice. And so he walks into the detective's office, and he's like, "Hey, I got this lead on this case. I want to discuss this evidence with you." And so one of the guys that's in the room is like being real condescending to McGruff. He is like, oh, did McGruff find some evidence? And McGruff is like, no, this is serious business. I found some evidence. We need to talk about this case. This murderer is going to get away. And the other guy in the office was like, did you want to walk you walk to find the evidence? And it is like they're talking to him like people talk like people talk to dogs. Like, oh, right. You want to go for a walk? You want to go for a walk? And so the tagline of the commercial was, as sure as people will baby talk to dogs, that's as sure as you'll be able to save money with Geico.
You need to link me this one right now.
I won't copy. I'm going to copy it and I'll put it in the chat.
Thank you.
Ridiculous. But the one that I was thinking about is like from a long, long time ago. There used to be I think they still have them, but it was a brand of breath mints called Mentos.
Oh yeah, I know those.
And the Mentos commercials were like that. It was like a person is put into the situation that they feel like it's something that they can't get out of. They pop a Mentos in their mouth and they come up with this ingenious idea of how to overcome their adversity. And it's like, oh, Mentos will make you smarter or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck is this supposed to mean? And the one that I always remember is there's this guy, and I think he's like, it's a young guy, and I guess he's like going on an interview or something, and he sits on a bench to wait for a bus. So he sits down and a painter yells at him like, hey, the bench is wet. And so he's looking at his suit, and he has, like, white lines on his suit from the paint. And he's sitting there. He's like, oh, man, my suit got paint on it. Pulls Mentos out of his pocket, pops the Mentos in his mouth. Then he lays down on the bench and starts rolling back and forth to make it look like he has a pinstripe suit. And then he looks back at the painter, and he's like, ah. And the painter's like, ah. And then so he holds up the Mentos. I'm like, what the fuck was that? It's like, how? It's like it's a mint. Why would it make you smarter? Or why would it make you more ingenious? It's like I never understood that.
That one reminded me of a commercial for bubble gum. Well, not bubble gum. It was like mint gum, you know, the kind. So like if you have a bad breath or whatever.
Right.
And the way they would sell it is that they would make a commercial where you would the main guy would see like a beautiful girl and he'd be like, I'm gonna flirt with her, but then suddenly his face and his whole head would become an onion or garlic or you know something that's supposed to smell nasty. And he would be like, oh shit, no, now I cannot approach her. And then he would pop out the Clorox and he would take like 5 in his mouth, even though you only need like 1. And he would just bite them chew them 3 times, and he was done. He would be back to normal. And it was like,
wow.
What? No. And because I used to watch this when I was really tiny and young and naive, I really believed that if you ate too much onions or too many garlic cloves or whatever, your head will become an onion. So, yeah. And now that I'm thinking of it, I'm like, imagine if you have seen it with a prostitute. You figure it out, guys. Man, that was a shitty joke. I'm sorry. Yeah, I shouldn't have said prostitute. I should have probably said just me or something.
I'm sure they'll forget.
You're going to need to edit that.
Well, if I edit out, then I'll have to edit out the whole conversation following it.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. You decide. You listen to it and tell me if it sounds like really, really a terrible joke. Just full disclosure, I don't have anything against prostitutes. It just came to my mind, and now I immediately regret it.
Well, I mean, if you were approaching a prostitute, you would want to have fresh breath. I think they would really appreciate that. True.
Yeah. You don't want to smell like dick or pussy or whatever.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let's move on. There's a cricket right here in front of me. I see it. Hello, Mr. Cricket. You're too tiny.
He's just hanging out.
Yeah, he's just hanging out. If my cat was here, she would squish him and then rip off his hind legs, and then she would eat him or just kill him and leave him there. Yeah, she does that.
So be a cat.
Yeah. Do we have any asks today, Spider?
We actually do have one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's not really an ask. It's more of a general comment. But it's on Tumblr, and it's from user Queen Deep Sigh.
Okay.
And she says, she puts a little heart emoji, the heart emoji with the little sparkles.
Right.
And she says, love you guys.
Aw. Queen Dipsy, we love you too. Shout out to Queen Dips. God damn it, I can't speak. Let's do that again.
Take two.
Shout out. Look. Take two of what?
Of you saying
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I'm joking. It's a joke. Take two of what?
I didn't even put it together. Oh my goodness.
You kidding?
Take two of these and call me in the morning.
All right. I'll take two of these and call you in the
morning. That was tomorrow a commercial, too. That was like a really, really old commercial. I think like from the 80s, but I don't remember what it was for.
Were you alive in the 80s?
In the last half 30, of the 80s. Yeah.
How old did you say you are? 33?
30, 34? 32. Jesus, just make me older. Why don't you?
Did you call me a kid?
No.
Did you say kids or Jesus?
I said Jesus. I said, make me older, why don't you?
Hang on. You saying Jesus reminded me of a video I just watched today.
Mm-hmm.
You know that game where you stick like a little card on your forehead with a name? And you don't know what name it has. And then you have to guess who it is. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's this guy whose little card on his forehead says Jesus Christ. And so he's like, do I know this guy? And then it's him as well, but acting like his mom. And he's like, I don't know, John. Do you know him? And it's like... And he's like, well, is he real or fictional? And everyone looks like they are too quiet in the room. Like, some people might say he is. Depends on who you ask. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I had to share that one. I'll send you the link later.
Okay.
Anywho. Yeah, you're 32. Okay. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're... You're Jesus Christ, you are older than me. Hmm? I didn't forget that. I just it didn't click how much older you are. I thought it was just like a few days maybe. But no, it's years.
It is years.
32.
Our birthday is coming up.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna party.
We need to party.
We gotta party. I'm going to drag your ass over here so we can party.
I am down.
I know. You live in the South. That was a stupid joke. Oh, shit. I was going to say something actually relevant. What was it? So yeah, you were saying that commercial was in the 80s?
Yeah,
One of take two and call me in the morning.
Yeah, take two of these and call me in the morning.
Okay.
Take two.
I find it amazing that you have to look it up like that. Take two of these and call me in the morning.
I think it was an aspirin commercial.
Probably. Or some medication that you only require two and then call in the morning to verify.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a video that I don't want to watch it because I don't want it to record.
The recording is gonna have like 2 seconds of a video.
Yeah,
but nobody will know which video, and then you cue a Rickroll. That would be fun. All right, but anyway, if that's the only message we got. Yep, thank you again. Oh yeah, I was gonna make the Queen Dipside shout out again.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Shout out to Queen Dipside. There you go.
Shout out to Queen Dipside.
That's a great nickname, by the way. URL, sorry. Cause yeah. Dipside. Or something. I don't know. Does it show that I'm tired? Because I'm tired.
A little bit.
All right. I'm Macklemore now.
All right, okay.
Return to the Mac. Get up what it is, what it does, what it is, what it is.
I used to love that song.
I love it.
Can I we know go it by back? Memory. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight for it.
So we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us. you sound exactly like the guy. Return to the Mac. Get what it is, what it does, what it is, what it is. And looking for a better way to get. God damn it. I always fuck up that one. I don't want to try anymore. So Spider.
Yes.
Where can people find us?
People can find us online. If you want to listen to more episodes of the show, you can find us on all podcast streaming services, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if you could, please, a good way to support the show is to leave us a rating or a review on any of those services and just kind of let us know exactly how we're doing. Let us know if you like the show or if you don't like the show, or if there's something that you think that we can do to make the show better. We appreciate all feedback and we welcome it, and we would love to hear from you. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us any questions and have us answer them on the show, you can send us a message to our Tumblr page, which is spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. And it's bites with a Y, B-Y-T-E-S. And you can click the Ask Us Anything link on our page and you can send us a question there. Or you can email us if you don't have a Tumblr page, or, you know, you just would rather not use Tumblr. You can email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. And you can also. What was that?
I was just going to say, if not, you can just Facebook us.
Yes, and you can Facebook us.
Y'all should message us on Facebook and be like, yo, I listened to the podcast. My name is this and that. I like you guys. Or alternatively, I fucking hate you more. Whichever blows your goat, man.
Don't go blow goats.
Don't what?
Don't blow goats.
Why not?
Do you want to blow a goat?
No, but what if someone listens to us wants to blow a goat?
I just feel like they are jittery and like antsy and full of energy. I don't think they'll keep still long enough for you to blow a goat.
What's your definition of blowing a goat, Spider? I think we need to get that straightened up.
I mean, any way you can interpret blowing a goat involves the goat having to stay still long enough for you to blow it.
What if you just walk up to it and before it takes off, you just blow gently on its head like that.
Blow pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, maybe, exactly. Maybe you don't have to blow
it. Maybe if you entice it with some food first, then it'll stay around.
Yeah. Feed the goat, then blow it.
There you go. A good way to live your life.
Yeah, go do it.
But if you want to reach out to us on any other forms of social media, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spiderbitespodcast, or you can find us on Twitter. Our URL is at spiderbitescast. You can reach out to us there, and we'll answer any and all questions that you have. And if you just want to chat and like, hey, how are you guys doing? You know, I know we hear you every week, but just wanted to check in with you during the middle of the week or close to the weekend and just see what's up.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
my goodness. All right. I'm reblogging a post about Tom Holland that you need to see.
I'm gonna have to see it in a moment when we're done.
Yeah, it's I'll just tell you, it's Tom Holland and a cat, and they're both making the same face.
And a cat?
Yes.
A cat like a meow cat?
Yes, like a meow cat.
How did you manage to make the exact same voice?
You already said that I'm good with accents and impressions.
Spider, say the outro in Wakandan accent next time.
The whole outro? Oh, that'd be a challenge.
Tell us on the comment section or whatever if you think Spider should say it in the Wakandan accent.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay,
SpiderBitesPodcast@gmail.com.
That one came out good.
I'm out of practice. I haven't done it in a while.
All right, that's fair. I'm going to have to make you practice more often.
Yes. But to all of our listeners out there, we love you so much, and we thank you for listening. And we thank you for all the questions that you send. We thank you for everything, just being awesome little spider bits.
Yeah. You're the spider bits. We are the spider bitches.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.